Hey, welcome, apprentices. How are you? So nice to be spending some time with you. Let me see. There we go. Diane and Julie and Colleen Madonna are here already. Yippee, skippy. So hopefully we're going to have a whole bunch of people on the call today. I did invite the graduates who have graduated from the Ruby, the Emerald, and all of our Trailblazer and Foundationals who have graduated. So we'll see if we get some of our graduates in today also. Today we're going to be working on a number of things. The topic for the day, though, is really creating this year as your best year. So we've got a clearing that we're going to do. We're going to be doing doorknob. So if you want to get started on doorknob, that's this, of course, your apprentices, you know. And then we'll move into some other things. Julie C. had a great question. I think it came in yesterday. So we'll be taking a look at that too, Julie C., on the other critters that aren't in the numbers of spiritual interferences. How do they get in, the nefarious ones? So we're going to take a look at that. I've actually also been looking at that the last couple of weeks, Julie C., trying to figure out, I think that they're splicing in on DNA at conception. It seems unbelievable, but I think that that's how they're getting it. So we're going to take a look at that a little bit later in the call. So let's get started with our regular affirmation and blessing and prayer. Everybody can be doing the doorknob right now. And hi to Diane and Nettie and Beck and Arcady. See, our numbers are growing already. So let's get started. There we go. All right, and we'll start with a prayer. Mother, Father, God, we ask for blessings and complete clearing of all that blocks us from having the best year of our life, for being the healthiest we can possibly be, and even beyond that, for enjoying great ease in our financial life, and for the love relationship openings that we are experiencing and continue to expand into even better situations and circumstances for love. We thank you so much for increasing our skill, our awareness, and our power as we work as apprentices on really mastering quantum activation. We thank you for all the blessings you've given us. We thank you for the angels that stand with us, the Golden Legion, guides, gods, goddesses, saints, sages, Jesus and Mary, all the beings who stand with us to get this work out into the world, to get humanity clear and in charge of this planet. We thank you so, so much for the strength, the power, the joy you bring to each one of us. Amen. I am free to live a life of spiritual freedom and full self-expression, liberated in love, gratitude, and mastery in this body, here and now. My spirit is limitless. I am responsible for any limits I experience in this body and have complete access to the divine through prayer and contemplation to release myself from any human bonds I have worn as spiritual clothing that no longer resonate with my essence. Vakratunda Mahakaya Koti Surya Samaprabha Nirvignam Kurme Devo Sarva Kayeshu Sarvadam Guru Brahma Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwara, Guru Sakshat Bharat Brahma, Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Dum Durgaye Namaha. Om Aim Sarasvatiye Swaha. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Okay, we're going to be taking a look at the pumps and reviewing pumps. And we have old timers in here and newbies in here, so we'll go through the pumps. So let me just start pulling up what we need to have up. Let's see here. Okay, it's kind of disappeared from the screen for some reason. Oh, there. Okay. First, we're going to take a look at the chart that we're working on today. Best year for quantum activation apprentices, health, wealth, love, relationships, blessings flowing daily, rectification easily happens, and learning increasing both skill and power in our training to be magnified, really like a hundredfold, that we really increase both our skill and our power, and also our awareness and our knowledge. Removing apathy, control, deception, demonic, dominating, intertwined, intolerant, parasitical, and suppressing. And then I'm going to put the entire chart, of course, in the chat box for you. And before I do that, hi to, let's see, I'm not sure where I left off, Sabrina, Arcady, Amy, Anne-Marie, Louisa, and Petra Sophia. So hi to everyone. Here's some more. Here's the chart. We are doing the doorknob. You can also do the double pump if you want to have an alternate. Looks like the biggest places we're clearing are matter, embodiment, and amplification. See, we have a bunch of programs and spiritual interferences and emotional anchors. Cords do. So there's much to clear. So let's get started on that. And then we're going to switch to going through, just taking a look at, this will be in your member site again, of course, and I'm sure you all have it, the quantum pump chart. So here we are. I'll go back. Okay, so I'm going to zip down to the doorknob. So the doorknob is always one-handed. Best choice is the right hand, but you could use the left hand. The hand is up about shoulder level, palm facing out to the world, fingers curled in as if wrapped around a doorknob. Then turn in with the palm facing towards your body. Continue to have the fingers curled in. Remember, never two hands. If you have a second hand, it's going to cancel it out. So always one hand. Right hand preferred, but if left hand is easier for you, you can do either one. Doorknob, which we've been doing a lot of lately, is the big gun. So it does, and I think we're doing it because we have the spiritual interferences, multiple lists of that, and programs these days are so big that even though we could do maybe double pump or a single pump on the first few rows, once we get to actually programs, labels, timelines, spiritual interferences, anchors. So I think emotions would probably clear. Yeah. In any case, we're doing the doorknob today. Okay. And that last column is where usually you're going to see the doorknob being used, perception, matter, energy, genesis, embodiment, and amplification. And then these are some of the things you could clear if you wanted to do a nice clear out for doing doorknobs, if you wanted to clear out those anchors. I think at some point we'll do just a class on the hand movements for you guys so that we just get all the hand movements in. Just a minute. I'm going to put something in here. Okay, that's it. All right, good. Okay, all right, so we're going to take this off the screen now. Oh, we can do the look at the double pump too. The double pump is the same technique as the single pump. It's just you're using both hands. So the single pump is this, and the double pump is this, 8 to 10 inches away from the shoulders. I like to alternate the pump, but you could also do like this. So you could do this way, or you could do this way. Either one. Keep the fingers loose with the double pump. Used for most clearings. Could be also used for regeneration. Okay, so we are started on our clearing, and this is also an excellent time if you have Diane. My intention is to be of assistance to you as well, not just us. Thank you, Diane. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that, and that really touches my heart. I'd say with the decision to move, which is totally the right decision, I took actually almost 4 months to make that decision. Little sweetie pie Adelia is in pretty much freak-out mode, biting, hitting. She's having a hard time. So I'm giving her some homeopaths and doing some clearings with her. But that's very wonderful that you want to help. We love that. I love that. I love that. And, of course, the house goes on the market, so it's a little pressure around that, too. They're coming into stage on Saturday. But all is getting done. Everything is happening. The pond, as we speak, is being cleaned. If any of you know of somebody who would like to purchase some koi, we have koi that are like whales. They're really big, and we have lots and lots of koi in the pond. My best guess, we have about 40, 48 maybe koi, because we have a lot of babies. So, you know, somebody in California that would drive up and want to buy some koi, let me know. Ah, oh, this is a bit lemon ginger. All right, so we're going to, what I'd like to do, I want you all, you're going to have to do doorknob fervently to get through this chart in the time we have. I'm going to stay with you for an hour. I think we said this was going to be a 45-minute call, but I'm going to stay with you an hour. Julie Carr, who's a longtime client, first came in a few years back as a VIP client and is now, I'm so delighted, in the apprentice program, has been in the apprentice program, presented a question about some kind of an interference that lurks, that isn't, and it really prevents clearings, that isn't on our list. And I have also been looking at that. I'm wondering, what's going on with Adelia? Because sometimes I can clear her to zero. It seems like there's more than one, because she can be really sweet, and then the next second she's taken over and she's biting. I know people say that's just normal toddler thing because of emotions, but I was looking at that going, that just can't just be just 1 minute you're happy. Although I've read books on toddlers, so I guess 1 minute you're happy and the next minute you're biting somebody and drawing blood. So, my feeling was, and I was started to ask that question, is what are we looking at? So I'm going to put up a blank piece of paper on the screen, or blank whatever, doc on the screen, and we're going to start asking questions. Please, please continue to do the chart. But we're going to maybe be able to map out some of this stuff that we haven't looked at yet, that maybe isn't in 1 through 8, maybe isn't in 9 through 40, or it is, and we just haven't identified it yet. So let's start taking a look on that. And also, this is a time, we're just apprentices here, this is a time to ask questions if you have some, okay? All right, so I'm going to put just a blank document on the screen, and we're just going to start just asking questions of what this is and why it exists. Okay, so we're looking at Maybe it'd be better if we just added some columns, because I think I'm going to ask a lot of questions. It'd be nice to have it kind of, there we go. We'll just add some columns. So first of all, we'll do layout, and we'll do orientation to landscape, and we'll do margins narrow before we get this all going. And then we'll do insert, and we'll just create some questions here that we can answer in a chart. That would be a good thing to do. Okay, I get to put 7 columns on there. Okay, so we have 7 columns. So how did they get in? What are they? Do they have a purpose? Are they related to our family? Anything to do with past lives? Okay, I don't know what that, but I bet it's going to show up in a minute here. So let's move. Okay, so how do they get in and when? Okay, so it's definitely pre-birth. One of the things I was looking at just a few minutes before the class started was conception. So when you're conceived, they get in. And is that the moment of conception? Oh my gosh, okay. So I test the moment And how did they get in? Is it anything to do with the mother's womb? Something with the womb. So they, that's, so that's very interesting. I don't see that this was actually their purpose and that the blueprint didn't need them to do this. Could they be like shapeshifters so they are able to hide? Shapeshifters are able to hide. Well, they're able to hide, so that they are, but they're not shapeshifters. So I'll just put that here right now. So we'll have that, able to hide. Okay, well, we've got something in here where something to do with the womb help the implanting of the blastocyst ovum. So once conception happens, so the egg now has been fertilized with the sperm, there's something, let's see, but it's not part of the original blueprint and it's not necessary. So are they an egg? Do they masquerade as an anchor? No. If they weren't there, would implanting take place? Less. 30% less. And why is that? Is there a weakness in the blueprint? Is there a weakness in the womb? Is there a weakness in the eggs? Have the eggs been damaged? Have the, let's see. So I'm getting this picture that they have an investment of getting to ride along with a body, and one of the things they can do is they can help with conception. So 30% less conceptions. Oh, okay. Wow, this is so interesting because it doesn't look like there's anything wrong with us. 30% less conceptions. It looks like these actually make the balance of humanity too high for the planet. So by them causing more conceptions and births, we're getting an overpopulation. So mission might be tied with overpopulation. Okay, that so the purpose might be, put that over there. And I think about, since Adelia's sleeping, she won't hear this, her birth mother does not have a partner. She has a partner. He doesn't live with her or support her. She has three children. And then Adelia came along, so that would have been number four. She earns $7 an hour. And she has a daughter who's 10 months older than Adelia. And she had her her tubes tied 5 weeks after the birth of her daughter, who's older than 10 months older than Adelia, and conceived because the eggs must have, or the sperm must have gotten up. They must have made love right before the procedure. So so she conceived another child. So she has. So anyway, my blessing is Adelia found a place to come in, but I have to think that, you know, in another age or era, having a baby 10 months after you've had a baby is no, well, now she must be filling us. Okay, does it have something to do with crossbreeding with alien races? And that's called, yeah, let's see, crossbreeding with alien races. It does, Tammy. Okay. So let's look at that. So crossbreeding with alien races. I'm going to grab Adelia because she's awake, and I'll be right back. I shouldn't have talked about her. But it's, you know, it's kind of a puzzle about why someone would be conceiving, you know, a couple weeks after they've given birth. So, okay. Mommy's teaching. You want to say hi to everybody? Say hi, everybody. Yeah. See, I'm being Mommy's good helper today. You being Mommy's good helper today? Let's say hi to everybody. Let's see. Let's get you up on the screen for a minute. Ah, there she is. There's the pretty girl. Can you show them how to do the pump? How do you do the pump? Can you do it? Do it like this, everybody. Can you do it like that? Can you? Good girl. That's very lovely. Thank you for demonstrating. Anything else you want to show them before we go back to work? Anything else you want to teach? All done? Hold on. Oh, juice. Yeah. Okay, we'll get juice in a minute. Okay? Do you want a glass of water?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's some water. Hi. Okay, good. We're going to put this right here. We can have that later. And we'll have some juice and some lunch in a little bit. Okay? Such a good help. Such a good help. Okay, back to thinking about and pondering about this.
Hey. I did it.
You did it? Okay. So, where are they? What are they and who are they? So, are they aliens? They are aliens. Okay, they're a type 16. Okay, Aditi. They're a type 16. So I'm going to go to our chart here and see if we have, I know we have 16s, so let's see if we have anything identified in 16s. We have D, F16, H16.
Mm-hmm.
So we have three 16s. And they're none of the ones that we have. Let's see, is it a letter?
Like a letter.
the thing. It's not a letter. So then is there a name?
Yes,
a name. Okay, so there's a name that goes along with you. And the 116 that we have identified is something that lives in the air. Okay. Yeah, that's very nice hugging. Okay. All right. Okay, let's see. yes, lots of teeth. Okay. So are these nefarious interferences new type of interference or among our current list? I don't think they're on our current list, Louise, so that's why we're working on them. Okay? And that's it was a good question. And Tammy, does it have something to do with the crossbreeding? Okay. And I get a yes on that. I do. So there is something, let's see, on our list. And it has a name. Let me just see if I can find it here.
We did it.
Okay, but don't pull it, okay? Just look. Okay?
We did it.
Synthetics. Uh-huh. So synthetics are often two different races crossbred. And those are, synthetics are eights. So those are eights. And so let's see if there's, if it's some version of synthetic. You're very big now. You're very, very big. Yeah, you're very big. Do you want to get down and play with your toys? Okay. All right. Okay, so is it a synthetic? It is some kind of a synthetic. But not an eight. Okay. And let's see, can we call it a synthetic? Synthetic A? Yeah. Okay. Or can we call it, let's see, what can we call it? Oval meter, yellow, green, pink. Thank you. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Ready to get down and play? Your toys are all ready for you. Look. Look, where's your ball? Where's your ball? Here's your ball, honey. Here's your ball. Here you go. Tomorrow, Adelia starts with a mother's helper. We'll have a mother's helper here. So it would make everything a little bit easier for us. Okay. Okay, so we were looking at synthetic, and it's an alien type 6. I'm just going to make a special note here. Synthetics are like two beings, at least two types of beings spliced, and oftentimes it's human. Okay, and then, let's see. Are they related to our family? Oh, they are. So that's a good question to see. Yes, they are. And are they related to our parents? And I get a yes to our fathers. Okay. Slow down a little bit. You can get above 10 if you do that. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Okay, so they're related to our father. Anything to do with past lives? So there's a very, very small... Okay, thank you. So a very, very small amount, 3%. Of these are related to a past life something. You know, we could use this column. Where do we find them? Both in the blueprint and, you know, fingers in the mouth, honey. Thank you. Okay, so let's take a look at that. Where do we find them? Oh, yeah, I know. Oh, they are in perception. Okay. They are in matter. Perception in matter. Okay. Let's see. Anywhere else? Is there in any of the fields?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you. You think they'd be in Genesis, but I don't see it. So not Genesis. But they are in embodiment. Okay. So we can put embodiment there. Honey, I have to stay here and teach. Embodiment. Okay, don't hurt mommy and don't bite mommy. You have to go to bed if you're scratching and biting. Yeah. You have to be nice. Mommy's teaching now, okay? Can you be a sweet girl?
I'm sweet.
Okay. An amplification. Thank you. Okay, an amplification. Okay. Okay, thank you. She really likes to type. It doesn't really help very much when I'm trying to get work done. Okay. Okay. Added some extra letters here. Okay, well, we know what that word is. Yep. Okay. Okay, and then... So does it come in the sperm? It does. Huh. It comes along with the sperm? In the sperm. Oh, that's crazy. Okay. And then, is it in... So I'm wondering if it's in something that develops or causes the DNA somehow. Is it part of... Is it right along with the DNA somehow? Yes, it definitely does. Rides along with DNA. Okay. Let's see. Anything to do? Okay. All right. One of the things I'm also wondering about. Oh, good. There's some more coming. Are they related to interferences from our type F16 and family soul family beings? That's from the football family. Are they related to that? They're related, but not one and the same. So, yes. So, let's see. Can you get down so mommy can work? Would that be all right? Okay. I know you're hungry, and you just woke up. But we have to wait a few more minutes until mommy can make you lunch, okay? Can we wait a few more minutes now? Okay, I think we can. Will you get the ball for mommy?
Okay.
Go get the ball for mommy, okay? Can you get the ball? Where did you put the ball? Find the ball, sweetie. Okay. Alien 16. So if we were going to give it a letter, but I was encouraged not to, but if we were going to give it a letter, we'd call it K. So a K16. And if it were related to, like, is it an enforcer of some kind? Is it an enforcer? Adelia, please, Mommy, it's really trying to work. Adelia's going to have a helper here tomorrow morning at 9:30 all day. And now we're going to have helpers. And that's going to help mommy so much so I can get more work done. I love you so much, but this is not helping mommy. We are getting something done anyway, aren't we? Okay. All right. Okay, so we're asking the question... we're getting something like an enforcer, but I don't know if enforcer is quite the right word. So let's see about another word. Maybe one thing that we could do is put enforcer and then do synonyms. Okay. Honey, mommy can't do this. Okay, I love you, but this is not working. You want to play here? Okay, you play there. Do you want some toys? Here's some toys, sweetie. I love you so much. You're such a good girl. Let me just... So let's put Enforcer down here and see. Okay. See if we come up with something that's more synonym. Oh, there's nothing as a synonym for Enforcer. Okay. A regulator is 80% sure. So let's try that and let's see if we can get a synonym for that. A watchdog, a controller, a manager, a supervisor, or a governor. Okay, governor. Governor is 93% and supervisor is 99%. So let's take supervisor and then let's see if we can get I think this is going to be it. I think we're going to call it a supervisor because that's really close if it's 99%. Seems like a family distortion maintainer. Okay, let's try that. Family distortion maintainer. Family distortion maintainer. I don't know. I'm not getting a yes on that, but I understand what you're saying, and that might be how it affects you, so I totally honor that. Okay, so what is it supervising? I mean, if it's a supervisor and it's not really benefiting us, what is it there to do? So that, you know, like, what is their purpose? Okay, so let's put that over. Let's first put that up here, supervisor, and let's put this over here because it's not supervising in a positive way for us, but it's supervising. Are they on a mission? Is it organized? It's organized. Are you guys enjoying this? Do you like doing this kind of thing? So they are passed on through the male, never the female, and only in humans or animals too. Okay, that's a good question, Beck. Passed on through the male, yes. Female, no. Animals, no. Okay. Okay, you guys are asking really good questions. Thank you so much, because that keeps us looking at something that hides to the point where we just don't see it, and we're mapping out something that we just, you know, need to look at. We need to see it. So an alien 16K supervisor. What are they supervising? They're organized, supervising infiltration. Okay, infiltration tests as 70%. So let's see what tests at 100%. If we can get a synonym for infiltration, maybe. Let's see, penetration. Penetration. Okay, penetration is 100%. So they're supervising penetration. Now, that sounds very sexual. They're supervising what happens. Supervising what happens. When the sperm penetrates the ovum. Penetrates the egg. Okay. I don't think so, Saval. I don't get a yes on that. The DNA of our original blueprint. Does it supervise preventing us getting the complete DNA download? Well, I think we're on this track of here's what's going on, supervising this, and it rides along in the DNA. So let's put that also over here as information. So does it negatively affect the DNA? Yes. Okay, so that's a yes. It negatively affects DNA. Domination. Yes, domination. Yes, Tammy. Domination, it definitely has that as a nature of. Should we put that in? Anything to do with past lives? And let's put nature up here. So we'll put that right underneath since we only got so little on this one. Nature of. And let's just go in here, amalgamated, controlling, damaging, delusion, dominating, so there's your domination, harmful. Really fun. I'm liking this. Illusion. Parasitical. And suppressing. Okay. So both Tammy and Diane thought domination. Okay. So I got it harms DNA or prevents something. So let's look at that. Harm DNA? Harms DNA. And how does it harm DNA? So I get it weakens DNA. Causes mutations. Does it cause illness? Disease? Causes disease. Okay. And we saw it in matter here. The technique you would use to clear this is chopping, not doorknob, believe it or not. So let's see. So if they control our conception when it occurs, wouldn't it change the baby's characteristics and manifestations of being? Does it change the baby? Only 4%, Julie. So, and then does it stay the entire life? Yeah, it rides along the entire lifetime. So we'll put that in there, slight alteration of baby's character. Does it affect everyone? It looks like it affects about 40% of people. So it's not everybody. Okay, a K-16 implant supervisor. The test said about 100%. And if we were chopping, would we need to clear, let's see about anchors. Okay, let's look at that so that we have some kind of a path to approach this when we're off the call. So I'm going to pull up the anchors chart here. Okay, so we're just going to say what, you know, anchors they... Yeah. Embedding. That sounds right, because they're helping with embedding. Lucifer stuff. Seeds. Plants. I like that, honey. Mechanism. Life. Okay, we're getting some good anchors here to clear. Let's see. Raise. Tubes. Nanotechnology. Scions, implants, and coil. Additional anchors. Zero additional anchors, but I am getting, since they really tap in with perception, we need to look at the emotion, mental emotion list. So, let's see. Oh, well, so far I'm down like 10 and I don't see any yet. Sadness. Okay, sadness is one to clear. Hassled. Another one. So if you throw everything out of there, that's, you're not going to have anything to play? It's, I put her in a little playpen. Insecure. Yeah, just keep some of the toys in there so you can play. Mommy gave you a lot of toys to play with. Longing. It's an interesting formula here of what gets them in there. Instability. Overwhelm. Gluttony, okay, all right, so we've got a list of anchors and and emotions. Let's take a quick look, we've still got 5 minutes, let's take a look at programs too. What about guilt? Is guilt in there? No, guilt is not in there. If it controls the when or timing of conception, it would change the cosmic astrology initiations for that soul. God intended moment, or will the baby arrive at the precise time being born anyway? Do they control the birth time? I very, very little control of the time of birth, Louisa. So, I don't think that it says that they have a little bit of an effect on birth, but it's very minuscule. And guilt was, I didn't get guilt. Okay. All right. I was just going to check programs as long as we're looking here. Let's see if there are any programs that would need to be cleared so that you have a notion of how to approach clearing these programs. Mental timeline. Okay, just a minute, sweetie. We're going to have lunch in a minute. Death is better. Undeserving. It's okay, sweetie. Almost done. Almost done. You know about almost done. Don't you? You know all about almost done. I like that. That's good. Okay, so ancestral contracts. Genetic covenant. That's it for program. Okay, so you have a few things that you could be working on to clear. And then I was just wondering, we're just about out of time. If they only affect 40% of people, is there something in the nature of the father or the coupling, in the nature of the father or the coupling that will cause them to come through? Nature of the father, coupling. No, there isn't. Okay. So is it arbitrary? Is it race related? Is it gender related? Is it blueprint related? 40% blueprint related. Okay, so is it a type of blueprint? Is it some of the blueprints? I get a no on that. But blueprint related. So why they affect a certain amount of people is blueprint related, but we don't know what about blueprint related. Where are we with today's chart? 86%, Louisa, we're 86% through. As the child ages, does it become dormant? That's from Diane. No, because it stays there the entire lifetime. So that's kind of interesting, and it hides. So as we've been doing these clearings, we haven't seen it. Now, let me just check. We have about 50 students that were invited to this call because we invited the graduates too. Wow. And of that, we've got 42 students are affected by this. So is it people who tend to be more spiritual? Who are more spiritual? Okay. So... Okay, sweetie, it's a little bit loud right now. Okay, good. We're going to save this, and we've done some great work on discovering something brand new that's probably been around for a long time. It's okay, sweetheart. We're going to have lunch in a minute. You can wait one more minute, okay? So I will send this on for you to work on and look at. You'll have, and I'm going to just put this in the chat box too if somebody wants to start on it right now. You can start doing a clearing. And then it wouldn't, they don't come in singles, so I think that they're coming in threes or fours. Is it typically? It's typically four. Okay, so you want to just, when you're checking, when you're doing your, when you okay, honey. When you're doing a like muscle testing and you're checking, you want to clear all four, not just one. Okay? All right. Well, let's end with a song. Let's end with our blessing. By the way, I wanted to remind you, oh, I got wild looking with my daughter. Oh, okay. So I just want to remind you, if you are a trailblazer, you have time with me, so you'll need to, though, schedule that. So if you want to spend some time with me as a trailblazer, you've got some session time. If you're a foundational or a trailblazer, you've used your time, please look at joining the VIP program. That's the one-to-one five-hour program. So if you want me to really be helping you, I just want to remind you that that's there for you. Also, for the foundational students, if you want to be in Year of Miracles, we've had a lower tuition for our inner circle people. So if you want to ask about that, just ask support, and I can approve that for you. So if you're wanting to work on more regeneration, that would be a really good thing to do. So just to remind you, the VIP program is up and running, and I am loving working with people and getting to know people. Petra Sophia is our newest enrollment in the VIP program. Dear Saval and Louisa, many of you have done. Julie, as I mentioned, have done the VIP program. And it is so amazing because I get to really work on you and work on what's going on with you. All right. Thank you so much for being here. It's been just absolutely a blessing to spend time with you. If you're going to be working, obviously you want to finish that chart. About 12 to 15 minutes, we'll complete that chart. May the long time sun shine upon you, all love surround you. May the pure light within you guide your way on. All right, I love you. God bless you. I'll see you in class. So we have karma clearing, seven stages of love this week. We have Year of Miracles this week also. So we have a lot of wonderful classes coming up. And by the way, on Wednesday, on Valentine's Day, we had to move the class to later in the day because I'll be on TV. And for all of you, because it's just local TV, we'll be getting a copy of that, and we'll be putting it up for everybody so you can see the TV interview. So very exciting. Have an amazing week, and know how much both Adelia and I love you, and we treasure you so much, and we're so happy that you're with us. Okay, bye-bye for now. Okay, let's have lunch. Soup or macaroni?